Rock Wazin joining us on the line right now. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Now, so you've been on the concert stage for many years. I guess you had other dreams in life, though. You got a little sidetracked. You were taking science and phys ed in school, and you ended up doing music. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I was playing hockey at the University of Ottawa. I was in physiotherapy school, and all of a sudden, I became a singer. took a couple of years off, and never went back. That was 25 years ago.
So what was your goal, though, or your dream in life was to be a hockey player then, or what were you wanting to do?
Well, you know, as a kid growing up in New Brunswick and Quebec, you know, of course, we all want to be hockey players, but you know how it is. I liked school. I loved science. I loved biology. I read a lot of books about birds and animals and stuff like that when I was a kid, but being raised in Quebec, the marine biology programs are extremely few and not very well organized around here. And I lived in Florida, California. It'd be a different story. But I took kinesiology at Ottawa U, and after that, physiotherapy. And all of a sudden, I wanted to do something else for a while, a couple of years off, and came down to Montreal and tried music for a little while, and well, I've been at it since.
Your first public performance, like, did you play smaller gigs, or was the first big one was Canada Day? I mean, that's incredible to do that.
No, I didn't do. I was mostly involved in TV productions and had the chance to perform at big events quite early, and had a big hit quite early too. So I didn't do the smaller gigs, and I didn't do the cover band stuff either, which I am doing now 25 years later. So it's kind of fun, because this is what Americana is all about. It's about a bunch of guys playing old country folk, rock, 60s rock classics, you know, and we're having a ball.
And, you know, it's funny, as you said that you saw, you know, essentially instant fame in Quebec, and then overseas. I mean, you were hit Belgium and France and Switzerland.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sweden, Norway, we were riding pretty high at that time, and started real early, too. I mean, it just took off, and pretty soon we were doing big venues and concerts in the hundreds a year, and that's pretty crazy. And then we came back here to Canada in the 90s, and then I had the privilege to work with David Foster, write a song called I'll Always Be There, and all of a sudden, here we go again.
Yeah. And, you know, you do a lot of recording in English and French. Which is there one that you're more comfortable with? Because here's something that I've figured out. French songs always sound much more romantic than anything in English, don't they?
No.
No? I think so.
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe for an English-speaking,
yes.
Audience, yeah. I mean, it's like we French think Italian is so much sexier than French, you know?
Okay.
So I think it depends where you stand. Your standing point of view. It depends on the song. I always write my songs in English, and then we come up with French lyrics. And sometimes I think they're better. Sometimes I think they're not better. Sometimes they're worse. Sometimes they're just different. You know, the language. Both languages are very different. The accents are at different spots in the musical phrase, so you have to twist the words differently, and sometimes change subjects altogether when you write a song. Most of the time, that's what we do. And it really depends. It really depends.
We've got to get back to the music more with Rock Voisin and your chance to win coming up. Welcome back, talking with Rock Voisin on Top of the Charts. And now you're currently touring Canada, as you mentioned, you're back home. So what can we expect at that show? Is there going to be the romantic French songs to get the audience in the mood?
Not much of that. mostly country and folk rock music from the 60s and 70s. The concert list, the song list is taken from the Americana CD and the Americana 2 CD, which is not out yet here in Canada, but it's pretty much the follow-up to the first one. You know, we're just adding onto the list of great singers and writers, American and Canadians, you know, like Gordon Lightfoot and John Denver and, you know, all those guys. I would say 85% of the concert is the Americana project, and I'll probably throw a couple of my own in there just for fun.
Yeah. Now, did I read somewhere, I guess a week or 2 weeks ago, did it go gold or what? There was some distinction.
We've been doing very well. I mean, the first words out of my mouth anywhere I go now in Canada is thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, we've been number one in Quebec in sales for the past 4 weeks since the album's come out, and in Canada we were number one last week, we're number one, number two this week, I think. So the album's doing great. It's doing absolutely fantastic. And we can't wait to hit the road and go and meet people in person.
And that, you know, if you weren't busy enough, are you working on anything else now? You're saying that there's another disc that's going to be coming out.
Actually, I am. I spent a lot of time in Nashville the past 4 years, 3 years actually, recording 4 records there. I did 2 just last summer. The last one will be, is a French record. It's a French country record. We don't know how well it's going to do, but we're trying. French country record coming out in France in November. So that's why I have to sort of break the tour in two here in Canada. I've got to go there for a month and a half before Christmas. And then I'm also currently working on the next English record also.
And I bet the French country record sounds really romantic, doesn't it?
It's kind of a different kind of mix. I mean, it was done in Nashville. And of course, you put a French language to a country-based music, country song, the way country is supposed to do. There's a different kind of mix there. It's quite interesting. We like to think that it sounds good, and we hope that the French audience in the world will like it as much as they like the Americana series with the first 2 records of the series. We'll have something for the rest of Canada in the next year.
Now, you were saying most of the time you write the songs in English and then you sort of come up with it.
Yeah.
So this one, it was written in French from the start then, or how did you do it?
Were songs that I'd written in English and sort of sat down with a couple of French authors here from Quebec and New Brunswick and tried to write like French lyrics right away off the bat in order to mix the two universes, you know, just mix the French culture with country music, which isn't... You get a better chance of doing it if you actually create it from the start, that sort of mixture. So we did a little more. I would say 2/3 of the records were like totally original French country tunes off the bat, and the other third was a bunch of tunes I'd written before. So we decided to adapt them, put French lyrics to it.
Now, I know we've got some autographed CDs to give away, and I want to make this tough for the listeners. Give me some sort of trivia question about Rock Voisine that dedicated fans will know the answer to. Is there anything you can think of off the top of your head that we'll ask the audience?
How about their first concert?
When it was or where it was? How about that?
Where it was. Where? And if you want to toughen that up, you can say when. You know, it was one official concert that I sort of view as, let's put it, my birth in show business. the first time people ever really, as a mass, I would say, as an audience, would have noticed me. So I did that. Just as a hint, it was in the summer.
I think it was in the summer.
It was 25 years ago.
I think we mentioned it earlier, didn't we?
Did we?
I think we might have. Your foray into music. Well, you know what? Hopefully they were listening better than we were, huh? But so send me an email with your answer, JB@jbonair.com.
Or, you know, you never know.
I think we talked about it. I might even be wrong, though. I'm not going to win one of the CDs. So the website, damn it. The website is rockvoisine.com. Check out the music, check out the tour. Everything about rock is on there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.